The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
A lady came in front of Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky and started to cry and says, "I am in a terrible sakana." He says, "What happened? Tell me what's happened." He says, I'm in Poland now, and I know that the Germans are coming, and I'm going to get killed, and I want to run away." He says, "Where do you want to go?" He says, "I want to go to Russia." He says, "You want to go to Russia, but if you're going to cross the boundary, You're gonna get caught by the Russian guards. You're gonna get shot." He says, "I know. That's why I'm here. I'm here, Pashut, that you should give me a bracha, that I should be zoicha to make it through." Now, Reb Cheskel Abramsky knew the woman. She was the first cousin with the Baruch Ber. The Baruch Ber Leibovitz, she was the first cousin. So Reb Cheskel Abramsky says, "I'm asking him to give you a bracha, that you should make it through, but I want a favor." So she says, "Oh, for sure I'm doing the favor. What's the favor?" He says, "I have my ksavim, Chazon Yecheskel, and I want to save them. I don't know what's going to happen to me over here, if I'm going to get out or not. You're going already into Russia. I want you to take it and go into Russia, and then go to Vilna, because then at that time, Russia to Vilna, you were able to go, and give it to Reb Chaim Moshe Grudzinski, and he'll already know what to do with it." So the lady said, "No problem." She went. They had these people that are professional border crossers, and she went with them. She paid them a lot of money. And she went, it was a kavutza of 30 men and one lady. And she goes to the thing, and right before they're ready to cross the border, they knew at 1:30 in the morning, they're crossing the border. She took Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky's ksavim, and she taped them together. And she made like a one long megillah. All the papers are connected together. And she connected them together and made like a big long megillah. And she took that megillah, and she wrapped it around her body. And that's how she's going. And they went, and they crossed the border. And sure enough, all of a sudden, the lights go on, and the Russians are waiting, and everybody starts running, and they're shooting, and all the men were ran one way, she ran a different way. And the guy announced that, "I just counted, there are 30 men and one woman." So the commander gave a command, "Go after the men. The woman can't run so fast anyway, we'll catch her soon." And they went, and they caught every single one of the 30 people. And then they went, and all the people, all the soldiers, came to look for the lady, and they couldn't find her. She was hiding in some wheat field, and they couldn't find her. So they brought the dogs, and the dogs went around, and the dogs went up and down the fields, and she says that she was able to smell the breath of the dogs, and they just walked right by her. Anyway, Baruch Hashem, the Russians went away, and she came out, and she made it to Vilna, and she came to Vilna. And as soon as she came to Vilna, she went to Reb Chaim Moshe's house to give over the ksavim. And she told Reb Chaim Moshe this story. This is how we know the story, because Reb Chaim Moshe said over the story. So Reb Chaim Moshe said, "You think it's a pella? Not a pella. It's a pasha dezach. That you were wrapped around with the ksavim of Reb Cheskel Abramsky. You became a chelik of the Sefer Torah. And Mela, since you were a chelik of the Sefer Torah, the Bereshim watches the Sefer Torah. And Mela, you came out alive, and that's the koyach that you were able to make it through the border."
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org.